Harvey's translation and others say, give us our needed bread each day. And if the Lord answered that prayer, if our God as our Father provided just that, would that be enough for us? Because if we just had enough to eat for today, and we didn't know if we had enough for tomorrow, but we knew we had the Father, it should be enough. And it's even bread, you might say, the simplest of things that are being that's being requested. We might have thought that, well, my food, I got this, you know, and I'll pray to the Father, I'll ask for provision for all these other complicated things, but the food, I know where the store is, I know how I can get what I need, I know where I can get that. But the expression of dependence is so simple. It's at the most basic level. It's just for enough to eat, and it's just for today, as you were saying. And it puts us at a very humble and low place, so that, in contrast, God's kingdom, the kingdom of the Father, the time when His will be done, and then it would be done in our hearts in that same way, His glory, His rights, His influence in our lives, and all we are asking for is, I just want to live for today. I just want to have my basic needs met, and I can't even meet those myself. It puts us in a very humble place, while at the same time we've just been exalting Him. We're humbling ourselves. We're not giving ourselves any, we're not assuming for ourselves any strength to acquire what we need. We realize that even the most basic things, we need to depend on Him for.
Isn't this society that we live in, and really the West, a very accumulative society? We heap up treasure. We heap up things so that we don't have to confide in God. And it this kind of life, this kind of thought, it leaves us very vulnerable. You know, we're vulnerable in the sense that we don't have the stocks that man trusts in. I mean, what are we occupied with in the West? Are we really occupied with what I'm going to eat today? Or are we occupied with what I'm going to have for retirement? That's what we're occupied with. How much is in the money market fund? How much stockpile do I have? You know, we really do not live in this reality.
That's right. Because here in North America, Western Europe, we have our superstores, our Costcos, you can stock up for. But, you know, most people still today in the world, they buy their bread for the day. Right? It's for the day. They don't. They probably don't even have a fridge or whatever, but they buy the food for the day. I was talking to an evangelist once who had meetings often down a particular country in South America where there was a lot of poverty. And when he would have a gospel tent, you know, they would have enough chairs to sit, you know, 200 or 300 people. But then, you know, as the campaign went on, they'd have to roll the sides of the tent, get extra chairs in, and there'd be 1,000 people, 1,500 people coming to the gospel meeting. He says, but when I put up a gospel tent in Canada or United States, you know, I might get one or two people wandering out. And I said, well, what's the difference? He says, the difference is the people there know their need. Like, they literally face death pretty well every day because there's no medical care. There isn't always the abundance of food. And so the eternal reality is always before them. Here, we've got the doctor, we've got Costco, we've got this, everything to put away the ultimate day. And so we live in a way that's not dependent on God. And this is what the Lord Jesus is teaching here, our needed, daily, sufficient bread. And to learn that dependency, it's hard in the society which we live on to have that. But the principle is there. We should be living in that spirit.
I got a question that was asked of me years ago. Why do we need to pray when God already knows everything that we need? How do we respond to that? Why do we need to pray when God knows everything? So why do I have to pray if He already knows everything?
It's that expression of dependency. That everyone has to see and acknowledge that everything we have comes from Him. He knows what we have need of, even says that in the Word before we even ask. The Lord Jesus says those words Himself. So He answered your... He is the originator of the question, you know. But the question is for us, is, are we living in that way? to be dependent upon
him. Do you have kind of prison like Brother Shams? I also have. Like in the olden time, the Israelites, I haven't seen in the scripture every day they were asking for manna, but still God in his mercy and in his sovereignty, he rained down manna. But in New Testament here, for we believers, we, his dear children, we are asked to have that exercise, to ask him. Good brethren, little...
One thought before, John, you go ahead. You go ahead.
It's not gonna happen.
But you think that if we are living like this, and every day we are dependent on him, and we are seeing him work on a daily basis, it must then lead us to respond to him in thanks and praise. If every day I'm seeing him, I'm depending on him, I must. It should be a response. Just a thought. John, please go on.
Also, excuse me, brother. Could you just a little connect this my second question also and a little explain a little clearly. Brethren, a little stressed more about the physical and material things, but I think it has to do much about spiritual things also. So, correct that. Spiritual things.
No, you go ahead.
I just want to say a question what you have raised up. It reminds me of a question I used to ask my mother, why should I fix my bed if I'm going to mess it up again? But the reality is that if the problem what we think when we talk about God is always a spirit of dependency that I need, then we miss the whole thought about prayer. That's part of it. I don't know about you, dear brethren, but I heard that and now I feel it when you have children. Would you want your children always to come to you that I need this? Or would you prefer sometimes that children want to come and spend time with you? I just want to be with you. That's why we talk with God. It's not always because I need something. I just want to be with you. I just want to pour out my soul before you. I just want to have this sweet communion. So let's not think of prayer, it's always in relationship. Well, he knows that he's going to cover my need or I'm going to have what I need. Why should I pray for it? No. The thought is that I enter into the throne of grace. Yes, there is obtain mercy and find grace, but I also want to be in his presence. I enjoy his presence. I enjoy the discussion. I enjoy more with my kids when they have a discussion about things. Rather than coming, he said, Dad, could I have a $10? You understand what I'm saying? You enjoy that setting way more, and I think we have to acquaint ourselves with that. The scripture also said, needed bread. I think one has to admit, it starts with me. I would have tough time living through relation. Thank God I'm not going to be there. But tough time. Because we're living with so much. And Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs. Brethren, it never says, he shall supply all my wants. Our wants is a long list. But that which is needed, and I want to connect it spiritually. You mentioned the manna. When God was supplying things, the manna, he didn't give it to them for the whole week. He told them conditionally, it was conditionally, I want you to collect morning by morning, with the exception of the Sabbath. But God was giving that food. The one who can give in abundance, he says, I'm going to give it to you daily. So that there will be always freshness. And dear brethren, we don't want to lose freshness of the mercies of God. That's why I like daily. The freshness of the mercies of God. No wonder that the prophet would say, if it wasn't for thy mercies, we would have been consumed. Just to sense the freshness of his mercy day by day. And that's the beauty of that thought. That we can think of the freshness of God more than the depth of my need.